So, the fourth album we're talking about is...
Well, Josh's actually, pick. Hang on. We've not done our question of the day
yet. We're not on the question of the day.
Question of the day. It's the only reason that people tune in.
What is this, amateur hour?
Oh, question of the week. I don't fucking know.
What is our question of the day? I can't remember.
Oh, that was it. What is your favourite anime?
Kieran, should we let the resident weeaboos go first?
Yeah, we'll let the weeaboos go first.
I mean, who are you referring to there?
I think they're attacking
us, Jack. I have no idea who you're referring to.
I'm taking this personal.
Get your enemies away from me.
I mean, if I had to pick my number one, it would probably be Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, just because it's equally wholesome as much as it is dark.
I really like Full Metal Alchemist. So, okay, sorry.
The characters are sick.
In the last few months, I've finally got into Attack on Titan, and just the level of storytelling and
it's fucking unreal.
Music and everything is just phenomenal. And it's not just one of the best animes. It's just one of the best shows.
Mm.
Period.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, like. So, mine is, because I don't watch anime that much, but I have complete and utter nostalgia for Yu-Gi-Oh! Because I used to watch it.
Oh, yeah, same. Me and Josh used to watch it all the time.
I would still rewatch it for the nostalgia vibes. So, mine's Yu-Gi-Oh! And it, like, I would have to pick, I'd be both, like, probably GX and then the main anime, just Yu-Gi-Oh!
Well,
the original anime.
I think
anything after that, I've not watched because... I've still.
There's no point. Don't bother.
No. I think 5D's is actually really good.
But do you know, 5D's is really good. Well, do you know what? I think like it's one of these things. I think I'll be like, oh, stop being a weeb or whatever. But at the same time, I feel like it's completely and utterly plausible that I might be like a hidden weeb.
If I get
exposed to anime, I'll just dive in straight first and I might come out the other end.
Honestly, Kieran, just accept it and move on with your life.
My
life is 10 times better for it, and yours will be as well. I guess I'm
scared that I'll come out the other end and start fencing or something.
Oh god.
I feel like I'll be a changed man forever.
That was a good one. I like that.
I really hope you're watching.
Shout out to Lewis yet again.
He's
the joke of this band and he's not even in it.
Whenever I think of favourite anime, there's only one thing that ever comes to my mind. There's only one anime that I love so much, and it's because my Lord and Savior, Filthy Frank, God bless your soul, he got me onto this anime, and I really love it. And that anime is called Corey in the House, and I fucking love that anime so much. It's just like Corey living in the White House, and you know there's America's little angel, and you know, just doing all the president stuff. It's sick. I love it. It's my favourite animated series of all time. I fucking adore
Corey in the House. Right, because, Kieran, because you've never watched anime, I will implore you so hard to watch, because they're on Netflix, so you don't have to.
I've seen them on Netflix and always been like,
You don't have to pay for Crunchyroll or anything like that, but I would implore you to watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood and Steins Gate.
Mm. Attack on Titan as well, because that is the main one what I keep hearing about.
Attack on Titan is really good.
And don't get me wrong, like the fourth season it's on at the moment is fucking ridiculous.
It's got absolutely amazing.
Mm. But like I feel like Attack on Titan's a bit more serious, whereas I love the animes that kind of like they're kind of like a bit tongue-in-cheek as well.
I've just realised something. So, we're on about anime and everything. And this might... You could class it as anime, I guess, because some of the... Yeah, well, it is, if I remember right. If you might have seen it on Netflix, I watched this show called... I think it's Love, Death and Robots.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say it's anime. It's like animation.
It can be inspired as well. I think some episodes are anime. Oh, no,
Love, Death and Robots is sick. It's fucking awesome.
But I watched that and all of it, and I genuinely loved it. I thought it was very...
Oh, it's awesome. It's so
Just some of the episodes, like the way they're constructed. Some are very thought-provoking. Some are very like...
Some are fucking west.
So yeah, they're so far west. Like they're so far west, you'll end up in the Middle East kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a really weird show, but it's by David Fincher as well, like the guy who did Seven and.
Really, and, I didn't know that.
It's all his.
That's interesting.
Thing. But I think it's a good show.
To seriously answer that question, though, I'd either agree with Jack or Kieran. Full Metal Alchemist is really good. I really like Full Metal Alchemist like a lot. But I don't know. Yu-Gi-Oh! GX is like
it has the best. Yu-Gi-Oh! GX
is part of
my
childhood. Like,
Pokemon.
I think it was only last year that I started watching 5Ds, and I actually, oh god, dare I say it, a little bit prefer it.
Mm. Oh, no, I can't agree.
Hear me out.
The first half of 5Ds with all the dark signers and shit, that is incredible. That's so well done. After that, it falls flat on its ass.
I can't stand, because there's five in total. There's Dual Monsters, GX, and then there's 5Ds.
5Ds.
There's
I don't know
two
what comes
more.
The XYZs one comes after that. Arc 5, I think.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it's Zexal and then Arc 5.
I can't stand... They're too... The problem with card... I don't want to make this a whole anime episode, but the problem with card anime is it just feels like one massive, like, advert. It just feels like a massive, capitalist cell, like... I don't know, like the Chin Pokemon episode of South Park. That's how I feel after watching loads of like card anime, where you have to buy all the Pokemon to fight the ultimate power. Like, I just can't do it anymore.
Penis.
The evil power is the United States government.
Oh god, it's so awful. I love that.
Should we talk
so
about
much,
some
so.
Music then?
Yeah, yeah. Let's
talk about music.
Review.
So this week we are talking about Rise Radiant by Caligula's Horse. By Australian prog metal band. It came out last year in May.
I love, sorry to come in straight away. I do love how the two bands Josh has like mainly showed me since I've met you have been both Australian, and I find that really funny.
Of course
they're Australian. I love it.
Which was the other band?
Because it was you who wanted to. You were the one who was going on about Nia Bliviscaris.
Yeah, of course.
So that was the other one.
Was it North Lane as well?
North Lane
are Australian, so yeah. I mean, yeah. I think it was Noah got me.
Yeah,
I mean,
I am half Australian. It kind of makes sense.
Basically, in my mind, the points connected. Like, oh, penny drops. You know, of course you're Australian because Josh is half Australian. It's like if I introduced you to a Bolton band, even though there's probably going to be a good one.
I haven't been back to Australia for 10 years, so it is just a coincidence they happen to be from there.
I could introduce you all to a Welsh band, but the one that I'm currently thinking of probably shouldn't be mentioned, so I'm going to
stay away from it. I mean, there's absolutely no bands from Cumbria. I apologise if there's any bands listening that are from Cumbria, but like... Nobody lives there anyway, so to assume that there would be like a big famous band from there is a long stretch.
Watch us get
Wild Beasts are from Kendall. How dare you?
Anyway, yeah. Go on, Josh. You were saying.
So I wasn't actually very familiar with this band until it was just late night when the album came out. I knew it was gonna come out, and I thought, well, it's a prog metal band. There's not much else being released at the moment because it's 2020. I was playing Minecraft on my Switch or something, and I just had it on, and straight away I went, oh my god, this is really good. it's really well produced, really refined. Like, the band have obviously written a lot of music together, and they know what they want to do, and they've gone out and really created something good here.
I like the I think I read it on their spot. I think it was on their Spotify bio. It might have been somewhere else. Just someone talking about that album as it was released or whatever, and kind of how it was meant to be an uplifting album, in the sense of it wasn't meant to be at any point make you feel down or anything. It was meant to be like inspiring or whatever. And you definitely get that feeling throughout the album with the tracks.
It does feel like, especially with the cover of like the deer and the mountains
and the green grass.
I agree.
Yeah, some of the themes in the lyrics as well, sort of how towards the end you get this whole epic about sort of like the passing the torch. Mm. He's talking about becoming a dad, but it's this uplifting here you go. And Salt is it's quite a dark song because I'm pretty sure it's about someone who's sort of on the verge of ending it, but thinking, hold on, if I can just make it to the morning, I can be all right and I can start to recover again.
I suppose I haven't really listened to the lyrics much. I was more just because obviously listening to, we all listen to music anyway, don't we? So when I was listening to this album, I was mainly listening to how it made me feel, and I wasn't really dissecting the lyrics as much. But there's, because on Spotify, I believe it's like the extended edition, what's on Spotify. And then the track after The Ascent, which is, I think, the final track, if it's not the extended version, is this song called Don't Give Up.
And it's just a cover
and it's featured, obviously they've got a female artist on it. I don't know who she is. I don't even think it's mentioned who she is. I mean, maybe it is, I can't remember. And I just remember like listening to it and going, Jesus Christ, this is beautiful. And it kind of, even though it's not the official final track of the album or anything, it was a really weird way of following up from the album. You know what I mean? And then it just comes onto this track.
Yeah, they pick two kind of odd choices of songs to cover because there's Message to My Girl as well. But they do both of them quite well, at least I think. Yeah, I enjoy listening. When I have the album, I do listen to the covers after The Ascent ends.
I must admit, I don't. Because it says bonus track.
Yeah.
I don't count it. I've listened to them, but if I listen to the album, I stop at Ascent because
the album definitely ends with The Ascent, but it can't hurt to just have them on afterwards.
My main point was, after reading up about how the album was meant to be inspiring, kind of, instill the listener with, I guess, courage and inspiration to carry on through whatever. Mm. Like, knowing that piece of information and then knowing on that bonus version of the album, that cover was there, especially Don't Give Up, and because it's beautifully covered. And, you hear it and it's amazing. So, that's where that was coming from, like that context, because obviously that kind of vibe is throughout the whole of the album anyway, this whole kind of essence of not giving up, and like you say, in Salt, for example.
Yeah.
It is, especially because, like, the hell of the year we've just had, and with it coming sort of right in the middle of it, it definitely was something that I went back to a lot, it always brought me,
I do think that's what this album does really well. It kind of conveys, it doesn't convey, it instills the listener with a sense of power, I guess, or at least, it instills the listener, I guess, with a sensation of that there is a chance for change and there is a chance for overcoming stuff. And like you said, maybe that's how I reacted to it really fully, because like you say, with everything and COVID, everyone's in a very weird boat at the moment, so listening to an album what's not neurotic, let's say, it's very hopeful instead. It's like the opposite. It's great. It's refreshing, almost.
You have in between this, you just have all the guitar riffs. There's so many really nice guitar riffs on this album.
I did write in my notes. There's one note that just says riffage. And then a plus.
You could basically talk about that in every track, but I think some of the highlights, like the Tempest, you have that riff with the synths on top, and there's a video where I think the singer and the guitar player, they're in the studio and they've got the Pro Tools project for the Tempest, and they're saying we made the riff and then we put synth on top, and you can't really hear it without the synth now. It's one of those things that you do in the studio and you just you can't imagine it without it.
I like the contrast as well. I mean, this is definitely where we're going to disagree, because obviously I think I already know what we have on our ideas about these tracks. But obviously the first few tracks, they're quite sonically heavy and dynamically heavy, and you know they're in your face. And then after Sol, I believe it's Resonate, which is a very tranquil and calm track, which I just loved. I was like, wow.
I think it's a nice break in between. You just had this big epic that was Sol, and then Resonate sort of takes you into the latter half of the album.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of... My problem with Sol is I think it's too long, because I just want to get it out there. I'm fine with heavier prog albums having time to calm it down, like having time to take a breath and accept what's going on. Like that's good. Do that. That's fine. But why does it have to be a 7.5 minute track that doesn't really go anywhere? That's my problem with Sol. Is Resonate an interlude? Is it a separate track? The thing with Sol, it's kind of like, I'm not really into it. That's fair. But with Resonate, it's like, I don't really know what it is. Like, is it an interlude to the next track, or is it a track on its own? Because if it's an interlude, I'm like, all right, I can kind of forgive it. Like, that seems to be coming more of a trend with albums. More and more albums are having more interludes, like a separate track, because of the digital age that music is streamed in. Or is it a separate track on its own? Because if it's a separate track on its own, I don't know if it fits the album sonically, but like, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. But then again, that's the only criticism I have of this album. Like, every other track, I'm like, there, like, oh my god, this is fucking unreal. Like, The Tempest is sick. Sweet Violence is sick. Valkyrie's sick. The Ascent is, like, the song of the year. It's unreal.
It is really good.
I've
written in my notes that this is the better version of Leprous.
I know exactly what you mean. I love Leprous, but Leprous are a massive meme, and I do love Leprous. They are a good band. They write some good tunes, but this album probably has more songs that I like on it than like the entire Leprous discography. If that makes sense. Not to shit on Leprous, because The Congregation is a really good album, and their new album was really good as well. But Caligula's Horse have already written more bangers in one album than I think most Leprous albums have.
Yeah, I'd listen to Leprous and I'd kind of think, it's alright. My thoughts on Leprous, I think they're really, really good. I'm not massively keen on the singer, but that's just me. That vocal style, I'm not a big fan of. Whereas I listen to this, and I think that's kind of like the Leprous with a singer that I'd rather.
Yeah,
if you get me,
for sure.
That's how I see it. Nothing against the singer of Leprous. Like, again, I still like Leprous, but it's just like, if I was ever to critique them, it's not my kind of vocal style. It's a very unique kind, and I think it works for a lot of people.
I think on top of everything else that this album has going for it, I think the vocals just really make it. I think Jim Gray, his name is, just phenomenal.
His falsetto,
really nice,
amazing.
Soaring clean.
His falsetto is incredible.
Some of his high, so yeah.
Much.
So I was just gonna say some of his falsetto.
Some of the like stacked
ridiculous.
Harmonies and. Mm.
It's very smooth. His vocal style in this album's very smooth.
It's very effortless.
There's never a point where it's like. Too heavy, like it's always the right amount. Because there's the screamy parts, but there's also the parts where he's like belting it. Mm. And
it kind of reminds me of a less deathy version of Opeth, like old Opeth, less death metal version of old Opeth. I think
I can see with some of the riffs. Voice. I kind of get what you mean.
Hmm.
Especially in Ocean Rise, his vocal. Range in Ocean Rises, like wow.
Yeah.
He belts the start of the chorus and then switches to head voice for the rest of it, doesn't it? And then switches back to belt and he swaps.
Yeah, he's got a really nice falsetto. Mm.
Yeah,
he does well.
It's really well done. Like,
it's beautiful. Is it like near the end of the song where the instruments drop out and he's like, yeah, Ocean. He goes,
really nice.
And then all the instruments come back in. It's like, Jesus Christ, it's amazing. But he puts some grit into it. He does it, you know. I did it in like a little teeny weeny, but he just sings it with so much grit at that part, and you're like,
I feel like standing out of my chair and being like, fuck yeah, man. Yeah,
it's,
you do
it's
it.
Like,
yeah, good for you.
It's like,
I feel like putting your fist up in the air and going.
Yeah. I hate like using this word like because it just gets used ironically too much, but this is kind of like the true meaning of the word epic, I think.
Yeah.
I totally agree, 100%. Especially with songs like The Ascent. That is the definition of epic.
Yeah, just I think I almost count Autumn and The Ascent as one sort of like 16-minute. I know it's two separate tracks and they definitely have their different sounds, but it's definitely something. If you listen to it continuously, it's a really nice. It flows into each other really well with that.
The
drum fill and everything.
Yeah. The Ascent is one of my songs of like. I wouldn't maybe song of 2020. I'm not too sure, but like, it's definitely up there. It's absolutely
it is my song of 2020.
It's one of the
not
best
to,
metal songs
spoil,
I've heard in a
what,
while. Let's
not to spoil
way.
The review or anything, but this was my album of the year for last year.
Oh god, what score is this going to be then?
Oh,
I mean,
speaking of scoring, because I feel like we've aired out what we didn't like, didn't we? I think we have.
The only thing that I didn't like about this album was I wasn't a big fan of Salt and Resonate, but other than that, I did really enjoy this album. And
I think I'm kind of on the same page.
The songs that I like are up there in my
like,
estimations.
Yeah. There's so many like good songs that I think it counteracts like the ones that I find a little bit slow and a little bit more like I don't know. I don't want to say boring. Because it's not boring. It's just like I don't know how to describe.
Maybe
it.
Forgettable, just... but in a less mean kind of way. Like kind of just the songs that I don't like as much kind of just blend in.
Yeah, I wouldn't
in
say.
A way.
I would, yeah,
that's fair.
I wouldn't say it's completely forgettable because there's so many parts of this entire album that I could name like perfectly.
Yeah, exactly.
Some sections that I could name perfectly, but it's just those select few that you know I kind of just don't.
Yeah,
or,
for sure.
And I think they just, like, again, that's the only real downside that I see with this. Again, I think it's a phenomenal album.
Nice.
Shall we move on to scores? What we're saying?
Let's do scores.
I mean, well, as
I
it's not
I
my
what
choice,
Josh is
I'll
give
go
it.
But...
I'll start, or...?
I'll get the notepad out.
So this is my album of the year for 2020. It's a phenomenal listen. So I'm giving it 9 out of 10.
Oh,
album of the year, but still a 9 out of 10.
Album? Damn.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm also the same as Josh, where a 10 in my eyes, like, if you look at my playlist of what comes under a 10 out of 10, it's like the greatest albums of all time,
in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I didn't give it a 10 because there's a couple of tracks that I don't like. But I did give it a 9 as well because I had a super fun time with
it. Yeah.
And the tracks that bang do bang.
They do.
The Ascent alone makes up for the tracks that I don't really like. Like, The Ascent is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I give it a 9 as well.
Yeah. I give it an 8. Oh, sorry. I give it an 8.
You go.
You give it an 8, Kieran.
I give it an 8. Yeah. I thought it was a very good piece of work. But I think it's because I also knew the context of the message behind the album. You know what I mean? So strong.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
I also gave it a 9.
Ooh.
The only reason it's not a 10, like, again, as Jack said, is like, you know, 10 is near on perfection.
Mm.
But again, it's very subjective. Like, if it wasn't for like Salt. And well, maybe not so much Resonance. I think it was mainly Salt for me. Like, it would probably be a 10.
Mm.
That gives a total score of 35 out of 40, ooh, which makes it
very nice.
Second highest scorer so far behind Origin.
Damn. So what's last again?
Health is last.
So far in our League of Legends. As we're calling it now. League of Legends.
Jesus.
Last is currently Health Disco 4.0 with a 29 out of 40. Then it's Bill Murray with 32 out of 40. Then it's Caligula's Horse with 35 out of 40. Then it's Origin of Symmetry with 38 out of 40.
Damn. Just wait until this list gets like bigger and bigger and we can look back
on
this list.
When we're on like album 60...
I feel like we'd have to do another episode of this where we go back and rescore because people are going to get mad at us.
we'll have to do one for like what albums have come out this year. Like, we all pick our favourite album was this year.
Do it like towards the end of the end of the year, I suppose. Like, end of the year.
Well, yeah, that's miles away.
Yeah.
Miles away.
Well, I guess.
So be sure to subscribe to stay so you don't miss that.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Hit that bell button.
And if you do, maybe you'll find
hit
out.
Hit that bell button for notifications and follow on Spotify podcasts for the next episode to be added to your library.
We're on every Thursday.
Indeed.
And if you want to listen to our music, it's on all streaming platforms. 2 singles out so far, and if I do say so, they both slap. So
Eyes Closed and Sudden Stars.
Tasty.
But thank you so much for tuning in. You Chads really make it for us.
I love that. Chads. Chad Army. Chad Army.
Chad Army.
Give this boy a medal. My God.
What kind
Chad
of...
Chad Army. No. Our fun antidote to Chads. No.
Antidote to Chads. And we've changed our band name just for you guys. So that's how much you mean to us.
Wouldn't the answer be Chads from now on? We'll just call them Chads. That's it. They're just all Chads.
You Chads have been amazing out there. Thank you so much. Good night.